Welcome to our fiscal 2013 Q4 earnings commentary. I believe the numbers show that we are at a very positive inflection point where we have addressed infrastructure weaknesses and are now returning to aggressive growth. But this time we are doing so with far more discipline, as evident by our logistics strategy, integrating an inventory hub with lower lead times, our accounts receivable discipline producing a 32-day sales outstanding figure, and our IP strategy, which has largely confined brand counterfeit activity. Both our carrier technology led by airMAX and our enterprise technology led by UniFi are experiencing significant growth. To put this growth in perspective, Gartner has recently ranked UniFi as the fourth largest enterprise AP volume platform, and our goal is to be first by end of next year. Ubiquiti is not a commodity product company like those whose products are found in consumer outlets, nor are we a project-based company like those who specifically bid on carrier networks and campus deployments. What we are is a disruptive technology platform company that brings unparalleled technology value and performance to those areas of the world with a large presence of social inequality. We have rallied a diverse group of entrepreneurs around the globe that are passionate about our company and have built profitable businesses applying our technology to address social inequalities and improving lives. We have used the power of the internet and information transparency to further remove inefficiencies which destroy value, and as a result have created a very scalable business largely without the need for sales and middleman relationships. We believe our disruptive technology and overall business model will continue to generate public market leading profitability fundamentals. I'll turn things over to our Chief Financial Officer, Craig Foster.
All right, thanks, Robert. I want to spend a few minutes reflecting on what was the final quarter of our 2013 fiscal year. We recorded our third consecutive quarter of double-digit revenue growth and broke a number of Ubiquiti financial records in the process, one of which was our first $100 million revenue quarter. We've stayed true to the core fundamentals of our business, performance-based engineering, operational efficiency, and engaged community, to drive a differentiated business model that translated into the financial results you see today. It was only a year ago we were confronting major operational challenges, but we've quickly rebounded and have surpassed the financial metrics which achieved prior to the counterfeiting problem. Going forward, we've shifted our focus to growth. Our quarter is highlighted by achieving record levels in revenue, earnings, and cash flow. All product categories were up sequentially. Similarly, most geographic categories were up by double-digit percentages. North America led the way by being up 49% on a sequential basis. We produced 28% and 29% net income margins on a GAAP and non-GAAP basis, respectively, which is a testament to the leverage of our efficient business model. Equally important is our channel continues to be very healthy, and our DSOs ended at 32 days, which is also a record for the company. Moving on to our results for the fourth quarter, revenues were up 22% from the prior quarter. We saw unprecedented demand as our service provider customers continued to build out WISP infrastructure using our airMAX and antenna product lines, and our enterprise customers build out their wireless LAN strategies. Looking at revenue by category, airMAX was up 19% for the quarter and represents 65% of our total revenues. Our new platforms category revenue was up 23% sequentially and represented about 14% of revenue for the quarter. As it did in prior quarters, our UniFi wireless LAN product makes up a majority of this category's revenue. Other systems, which primarily consists of non-airMAX outdoor wireless products, were up 33% sequentially. But as we mentioned in prior earnings calls, we anticipate that this product category will continue to decline as a percentage of revenue as customers continue to transition to our airMAX product line. We also expect revenues for the legacy embedded radio category to decline on an absolute terms as we move forward, especially from this quarter's $1.9 million. Moving into our last category, antennas and other, revenue in this category was up 31% sequentially. Revenues in this category are largely driven by the build-out of infrastructure for the WISP markets around the world. Now moving on to revenue by geography. Last quarter, we noted that management was very focused on continued improvements to our operations infrastructure, and I believe we are beginning to see some of the results. We have been working very closely with our distributors to better manage and balance inventory levels on a regional level, as well as gain better visibility into their individual operational inventory management and forecasting systems. Our North American revenues showed significant strength and were up 49% on a sequential basis and represented approximately 31% of total revenue for the quarter. We saw high demand across all segments, but especially in AirMax and Unify. In South America, revenues were up 8% sequentially. The sequential revenue increase for South America was driven by wireless infrastructure buildouts and growth in the antenna and Unify product lines. The South America region represented about 20% of revenues for the quarter. The EMEA region also rose this quarter with revenues up 18% over last quarter. The region saw strong demand for our wireless backhaul product, AirFiber, and strong increases in antenna and AirMax sales. EMEA represented about 37% of revenues for the quarter. Lastly, in Asia, the Asia-Pacific region, sales were up 7% quarter-over-quarter, with increased demand in Unify and AirMax products, and this represented 13% of the quarter's revenue. Moving into margins, our business model is architected for capital efficiency and scalability, and this quarter we saw some margin improvements which demonstrated some of our leverage points. Starting with gross margins, our non-GAAP gross margins increased to 44%, which is due to a combination of volume efficiencies and product mix sales. Looking at the expense line, our non-GAAP operating expenses were down 11% on a sequential basis. The decrease is primarily due to a reduction in our outside legal expenses from our counterfeiting litigation. Our effective GAAP tax rate for the fiscal year was 12.3%, which is a reflection of the vast majority of our sales being outside the U.S. Turning to the balance sheet, we had another quarter of very healthy cash generation. Cash flows from operations were $47 million, and our cash balances increased to $228 million for the quarter. As we've noted in the past, we expect to continue to generate significant free cash flow with a majority of the cash being generated and held outside the U.S. We also continue to optimize and enforce our credit policies, and I think the results show that our strategy is working. We saw another improvement in our DSOs for the quarter. For the fourth quarter, we achieved record DSOs of 32 days, a continued improvement from the 42 days from the prior quarter. Our net inventory balances were $15.9 million, down from $19.4 million in the prior quarter. This decrease was related to the high demand for our products, which depleted some of our buffer inventory stock. Moving on to corporate actions, in June, we completed a secondary equity offering of approximately 7 million shares. The company did not sell any primary shares and therefore did not dilute any shareholders, but we did feel that it was a critical step in helping increase the available float of our stock. We also did not repurchase any additional shares during the quarter, and we still have approximately 45.6 million of our authorized available for further repurchases. Lastly, I would like to talk about our guidance and our outlook for the next quarter. We are continuing to make improvements by increasing manufacturing and distribution capacity to meet our demand. We expect revenues to be in the range of $116 million to $122 million, GAAP earnings in the range of 37 cents to 40 cents per share, and non-GAAP diluted earnings in the range of 38 cents to 41 cents per share. We are hosting a Q&A call with the investment community starting at 2 p.m. Pacific time. We look forward to speaking with you then.